We're going to keep a close eye on Wayne County. The Republicans there on the canvassing board, if you're just joining us, rescinding their votes to certify the election. They say they were bullied, threatened, and lied to in no particular order in order to secure their two votes, which they say put their family at risk. They were lied to by different people trying to secure their votes. So we'll get to that again in hour number two. David Kallman will join us from the Great Lakes Justice Center to try to sort it out for us. But I want to take you to Georgia now, as I talked about earlier. I want to take you to Georgia because there are so many irregularities in Georgia. You have to say to yourself, why can certain states run elections so smoothly, so well? Florida and Texas and Ohio are the three best examples. Big states, easily run. You know, in New York, some precincts in some places have not been counted yet. Some congressional districts are still at 70%. It's been 16 days. Florida is a bigger state than New York. More people live in Florida than New York. More people by far live in Texas. They've been done for weeks. What is wrong with these incompetent people? Anyhow, in Georgia, Real America's Voice reporter Heather Mullins was there on the ground just poking around and asking questions and taking pictures and video. Did a heck of a job, by the way, I might add. Young reporter, just kind of asking the questions and persisting and giving the old aw shucks. I love this routine. Well, you know, what's going on? I'm just trying to understand. I'm confused. Can you explain that to me just one more time? They don't know how many boxes of ballots they have. They don't know how many votes they have. They found thousands of votes in Georgia since the recount began. They don't know what the answer is because they keep finding more votes. Bite number seven. Bite number seven. Watch this.
There's no concrete explanation as to how those 2,700 votes were not counted by the machine in the first place?
We don't know. I mean, we can't. They're not in there anywhere. So we don't know why they didn't get scanned in there.
So have the Dominion tech guys that have been troubleshooting here all day been able to figure out why they weren't in there?
Them, but I don't know if I can speak for them. They're not allowed to comment.
They're not allowed to comment.
And you're not allowed to tell me.
Sorry. But as of right now, you can also not confirm that it was a memory card or anything of that nature as well, right? Because that hasn't been confirmed, to my knowledge, by anyone here.
I don't think it was a memory card. I can almost...
So there they go, you know, and they're just... There's three guys, and she's kind of got them buffaloed. Oh, you know, oh, shucks, what's going on? And I hope you're hearing that well enough. Dominion, by the way, I know you heard that. The team from Dominion working in the room, they're saying nothing. They've got their heads down. Dominion being questioned all over this country now because of what happened in Antrim County, Michigan, because of accusations of vote shifting and, well, deep sixing of votes as well. But they really had no answers of where the 2,700 votes went. That's what's stunning to me. Let's go to bite number eight with Heather Mullins, still poking around there in Georgia trying to figure out where are the boxes of votes? Where did they go? Did you guys lose them? Were they ever here at all? Bite eight, go.
It seems like it's human error.
It seems like it, but what's the evidence that would indicate it would be a human error issue?
The ballots didn't transfer over like they should have, and that could have been dealing with how whatever programmer programmed them, but at this point we really don't know, so that's why
could it also potentially be a software issue?
We're not going to speculate at this point,
but you just said it could potentially be a human error. That was speculation.
Incorrect. So that's why you're asking
then it could,
these types of different questions.
I'm just trying to give you
we really don't have it pinpointed right now.
Like that's fine.
We want to be able to give you the exact answer on what happened.
Absolutely.
I'm not able to do that right
okay.
now.
Okay. Right. Fair enough. Thank you for that.
So if you're hearing that correctly, again, Heather calling them out, when he says, well, we think maybe somebody didn't transfer from a memory card. If you're a dishonest poll worker, just for the sake of argument, if you're a dishonest poll worker, you've got the memory card that, you know, has a heavy amount of votes for somebody you don't want to have win, whoever that may be. Maybe it's Donald Trump. And that memory card just fails to ever get uploaded. Nobody notices. Nobody's the wiser. That's a little bit stunning, isn't it? A memory card has to be physically in somebody's hand, apparently. It has to be taken from this computer and transferred over to this computer. And if it doesn't make it, poof. Neither do the votes. Does that sound like a secure system to you? Does that sound like you want to trust that to just anyone? Maybe it's innocent enough. Maybe somebody has a memory card in their hand and they get a text message and they're distracted because that never happens. And they look at their phone and they put the memory card in their pocket and they forget about it and then they go home and the pants go through the washing machine and then later they find it and go, oh my gosh. Do they tell anybody? They let it ride? The human component is a weakness here in this Dominion system as well as what I'm pointing out. It can either be a soft spot for somebody to do something nefarious, or just for basic human failure to come into the equation. That's not taking into account the possibility that Dominion has a way to manipulate votes. That accusation has been made for a very long time now, dating back to 2006, in the New York Times article I quoted for you earlier this week. Dominion and Smartmatic have a level of failure that is unacceptable. Nobody, and I mean nobody, should be using Dominion software or Smartmatic, in my opinion. It didn't pass muster in Texas for a reason. It does not pass muster with me, nor should it pass muster with you. It needs to be replaced. 52 after on a Thursday. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show. At GrillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.com.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.